We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and the Mishnah had said, Uvam Zuzah, women are also chayav in Mezuzah. Pshita. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious that women are chayav in Mezuzah? Why would they be absolved from that obligation? Answers the Gemara, Mal Deteima Hu'il Ve'itkash LeTalmud Torah. I might think, being that Mezuzah is compared, is aligned with the mitzvah of learning Torah, and just like women don't have a mitzvah that's a standalone to learn Torah, they need to know how to perform mitzvot, but they don't need to learn Torah just for the sake of learning Torah, whereas men do. It says, "Limatem otam et b'neichem." So you have a mitzvah to teach your sons. Your daughters, you have to teach how to keep Torah, how to live a Jewish life. But it's not like there's a standalone mitzvah of learning Torah. So I might have thought that women, just like they don't have that mitzvah of Lima Torah, they also don't have the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah had to teach me that they are chayav in putting up a mezuzah. Ubi Birkat HaMazon. Women are also chayav in benching. So here again, it's not clear what the girsa is. What the wording of the Gemara is. So we'll read it the way we have it. Pshita, the Gemara says, isn't that obvious that they're chayav in benching? Ma'od detema hoil b'chtiv b'tet Hashem lechem ba'erev basar le'chol v'lechem b'boker lisboa. Being that the Torah describes that Hashem gives a person to eat. So the Torah describes it when they were in the desert. And Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing how the slav is going to come. And Hashem will give them meat at night to eat and bread in the morning. Although Moshe is describing a fact of how it's going to play itself out, the Gemara understood in other places as well that this description was also a description of the way a person's diet should function. Meaning they ate meat at night, they ate bread in the morning, and there's different aspects of why that's considered a correct way of leading one's life. But at any rate, the Gemara says, being that the meals are described as functions of time, when Hashem is going to give one his meals, kimitzvat aseh shazman gama adami, so maybe then the whole idea of benching revolves around time, because there are set times when a person is going to eat his meals. Kamash malan, so that's why the Mishnah had to teach me that they're chayv in benching. Okay, so that needs a lot of work. Well, what does that mean? So, Tosa says, "Eat the galse bebirkat amazon pshita." There are those that have this wording in the Gemara the way we do. That isn't it obvious that women are chayv in benching? Umshani kevin dichtiv betet Hashem lachem be'erv basar lechol velechem abokar lisboak imtzvat tzeish hazman kamahu kamash manan. Tosa quotes this old girsa, these lines of the Gemara, as there are those who have these lines in the Gemara. Seems like not everyone did. And there were those who actually did. It seems that the standard version Tosus had in his day did not have these lines. He was telling you should know there are those who have the following addition in their version. I don't know. Which was the correct version. But the fact that Tosa says, it the garsi, there are those that have this version, seems to indicate that it was not the prevalent version in his day. Amar Avida Bar Ahava. I'm with you. Well, the fact that you're going to eat your meals at set times, to jump from that all the way to thinking that this would be mitzvah zaseish hazman grama, that's a very far leap. Okay, so that wasn't really explained adequately. What's pretty clear? Women are chayiv in benching. That's what it says in the Mishnah. No one's contesting that. That's a hava amina. The Gemara is saying, because of that pasuk, I might have thought that it's like a mitzvah seseishas man grama, which also needs work. That's mezuzah and lima Torah, you mean? Because it says al haaretz hatova shenosan lach, and the land wasn't given to women, it says uverachta, you have a mitzvah to binge al haaretz hatova shenosan lach. So that's a Gemara in a few lines. Yeah, that's a Gemara we're going to learn in Mitzvah. Well, we know that women are patur from mitzvot asei shazman gama, mitzvot asei that are time-oriented. Now, the Gemara is saying there was room to think that benching is time-oriented. Because the pasuk seems to delineate times for the meals. Yes. That's the hava amina. And then women would be patur midoraita. And it seems that the maskana is that women are chayav midoraita at this point. That's what it seems like. Okay. Amar Ravid bar Rava, nashim chayavot bekiddush hayom dvar Torah. Ravid bar Rava says women are chayav in kiddush hayom. What we do, Kiddush, is we're sanctifying the day. We're declaring it's Shabbos today. And women are also obligated in that, and their obligation is biblical. Amais, the Gemara says, why would women be obligated? Mitzvot asei shehazman gamai, v'chol mitzvot asei shehazman gamai, anashim p'turot. This would seem to be an obvious case of a mitzvah asei, a proactive commandment, that is zman gamai, that the timing is what brings on the mitzvah. It's a time-oriented mitzvah. So then women should be potter from this mitzvah. So why does Rav Yehuda bar Hava tell us that women are chayav in kiddush midoraisa? Amar Abaye midrabanan. So Abaye says, you're right. Even though Rav Yehuda bar Hava used the term Dvar Torah, but we know that the term Dvar Torah could also mean rabbinically. And Abaye says that's what he meant. Women are chayav in kiddush midrabanan. Rava says, wait a second, but he did use the words Dvar Torah. And if Rabbanan are going to be mechayiv them on mitzvot asei shehazman grama, why didn't they do that across the board? Why didn't they say every time the Torah says they're potter, we're going to give them a rabbinic obligation to do it? Kiddush Hayom means of the day of Shabbos, of the day of Yom Tov. It doesn't mean day versus night. It means the holy day. So they're talking, the simple understanding in the Gemara is they're talking about Kiddush at night, which is Doraita. And the question is, are women obligated to do that kiddush midoraita or not? Okay, and we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.